The Gemara on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph brings down the famous case of Mesuchraisa Denezaisa. So Mesuchraisa Denezaisa is some type of, you have a barrel full of wine, it has a hole in it where the wine is coming out, and the question is, could you stuff up the hole with some type of cloth that will stop the wine from going out? But by doing that, you're going to end up squeezing the wine out of the cloth. So is it mutter to do that or not? So the Gemara says that this Mesuchraisa Denezaisa also leduka b'yamatavi, not allowed to be mehadik in on Yom Tov, you can't tighten it because you're going to end up squeezing the wine. And the Gemara says that even according to Reb Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, and over here it's Davar Shein Miskaven, you don't want to squeeze the wine, so L'chai should be mutter. But Zakta Gemara, the famous klal, the mighty Reb Shimon and B'Sikreshe B'Layamas, Reb Shimon is mighty in a case of Sikreshe, that where the Malachas for sure going to happen, Reb Shimon is mighty that it's Aser, even though it's a Davar Shein Miskaven, and over here apparently it's a Sikreshe, when you close up the barrel by putting the cloth in, it's definitely, it's inevitable that the wine will get squeezed out, and that is considered a Sikreshe, and therefore Reb Shimon is mighty that would be Aser, even though it's a Davar Shein Miskaven, because it's a Psik Reisha. That's what the Gemara says. Now the question is, what exactly is the Malacha that we're talking about over here? What Isser is involved in tightening this cloth into the barrel and squeezing out the wine? So this seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos over here, B'Dimrei Maschil, Mesuchraisa Denezaisa, he brings down B'Shem the Aruch, that the Isser over here, the Malacha, is the Malacha of Melabin. Melabin means you're cleansing some type of piece of cloth or material from the liquid in it, and when you take that liquid out and you cleanse the cloth by taking it out, that is an isser of melabin. Tosfos has issues with that, that in this case there would not be an isser of melabin, and Tosfos learns a different shot, that the isser over here is the isser of mefarik. Mefarik told the Tadash, anytime you remove a liquid from where it is, you want to take the liquid out, you want that liquid, that is the isser of mefarik, just like if you squeeze an orange to get out the juice, and over here you're squeezing the cloth to get out the wine, and therefore it's an isser of mefarik, not an isser of melabin. Now the Aruch does not learn like Tosfos that this over here is mefarik. He says that mefarik doesn't make sense over here, because over here mefarik is only if you want the juice. You're squeezing it to get the juice. Over here you don't want the juice. It's halach liibud. You couldn't care less if the juice comes out or not. You're just trying to tighten this chavis, and you don't want the juice, being that you don't want it. Therefore, that would be there would be no iser mefarik over here. And even though zakta Aruch, even though lecharet say psik resha, meaning it's for sure going to come out this juice. So who cares if you want it or not? So the Aruch says a famous klal, that a psikresha de la nichalei is mutter. Even though psikresha is asa, that's only a psikresha that you want. But a psikresha de la nichalei, if you do not want the psikresha to happen, so nichalei, you don't care for it, then it would be mutter. And he brings many rayas to this cloud, the psikresha de la nichalei is mutter, and therefore you can't say it's also mishum mefarik, because even though it's a psikresha, it's la nichalei, and would not be a problem, and therefore he learns it's also mishum melabin, because you are cleansing the cloth from the liquid which is in it. Tosfos argues on the Aruch. Tosfos holds you could say it is an iser mefarik, and even though it's la nichalei, being that it's a psik resha, it's going to be aser, because Tosfos disagrees with the side of the Aruch. He holds a psik resha de lo nichalei is aser. Being that it's a psik resha, it's going to be aser. The fact that lo nichalei doesn't make a difference, and therefore it's going to be aser over here. So it comes out, there's a very sadistic machlokes rishonim over here. Is a psik resha de lo nichalei mutter or not? A psik resha, which is for sure going to happen, we don't want it, is a mutter or not? According to Tosfos, it's going to be aser. And according to the Aruch, it will be mutter. And the question is, what's the machlokes? Talion, what are they arguing about, whether psik resha de lo nichalei is mutter or not? And Rav Chanan over here in the Kevet Shiurim says a beautiful hasber. He says the pshat is like this. He says that Rav Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, and Afal Bichan Maida Rav Shimon Psik Reisha that it's awesome. It's Psik Reisha, Rav Shimon is Maida that it's awesome. What's the lumbus of that? What's the pshat? Why is Rav Shimon Maida by Psik Reisha? If you need Kavana, the Maisa, you don't have Kavana by Psik Reisha, so why is it awesome? What's the pshat in that? So he says you can understand it one of two ways. One pshat could be that even though you're not actively mechaven for the thing that's happening, you're mechaven for malacha A, you're not mechaven for malacha B, but being that it's inevitable that malacha B will happen, when you do malacha A, malacha B will for sure happen, then we consider that ke'ilu kiven, it's as if you're a mechaven. So the mashal, if your person is dragging a chair, the classic case, and you don't have kavana to make a chritz, maybe we'll make a chritz, maybe won't make a chritz, maybe we'll make some type of ditch in the ground, so that's a davar shein miskaven. You don't have kavana for the chritz, and therefore it's mutter. If we knew that for sure the dragging the chair is going to make a chritz, then the pshat is, that we consider that ki'ilu kiven, it's as if you're mechaven, because you're dragging this, and you know it's going to make a chritz, and therefore, we view it as if you're being mechaven for that, because it's something that will surely happen. So that it's the fact that A will lead to B, will for sure lead to B, that is considered as if you're mechaven for B. Then, Zakta Mechanan, maybe you can say a different shot, and it's not as if you're mechaven, and the taki is no kavana, but being that maisa B is for sure going to happen as a result of maisa A, therefore, the kavanah of ma'isa A is good enough for ma'isa B as well, because it's part of that ma'isa. It's like one long ma'isa, and being that I'm mechaven for ma'isa A, that kavanah is good enough for anything that comes from it. So I'm mechaven to drag the chair. I'm not mechaven to make the chritz, but being that dragging the chair is for sure going to make a chritz. If that would be a case of sikresha, then my kavanah for the mice of dragging the chair is chal in the chritz as well. And I don't even need to have kavana for the chritz, but being that it's for sure going to happen, the asiyas achritz is nichla in the dragging, and therefore my kavana for the dragging will help for the asiyas achritz as well. So in other words, the first shot is that you need kavana, but being that it's for sure going to happen, it's kilo kivin. The second shot is that you taka don't need kavana, being that it's for sure going to happen, and it's nichla, my first ma'aseh that I'm doing, so the kavana for the first ma'aseh is good enough, even though I'm not actively mechaven for the second ma'aseh. So Dr. Melchana, that would be the machlokes over here. The Aruch understands, like the first pshat, that the reason why Psik Resha is also Lefi Reb Shimon is that being that you know it's for sure going to happen, it's as if you're mechaven for the second Maisa. We view it as if you're being mechaven for that, being that you know that it's going to be a result of your Maisa, and therefore that's considered a Ve'al Kavana. So Zot Avochanan, that's true if you want it to happen, you want that Maisa. But we know that you don't want it, it's a Nichol, you don't want that second Maisa to happen, so then you can't say it's as if he's mechaven, because he's not being mechaven, he doesn't want it to be. He can't control it, it's going to happen, but being that he doesn't want it to be, We could break his kavana and say that his kavana is only for the first ma'aseh, and the second ma'aseh he doesn't want at all. He's not being mechaven to it, he can't help it, but there's no active kavana for the second ma'aseh, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But Taisus holds another pshat. Taisus holds that the reason why Psik Resha is also is not because it's ki'ilu you're mechaven, but you don't need kavana. The fact that it's for sure going to happen means that it's nichol on my first ma'aseh, and I was mechaven for my first ma'aseh, and the first kavana of the first ma'aseh will include the second ma'aseh because it's nichol on that first ma'aseh. So I don't care that I don't want that second ma'aseh, it's a nichol. At the end of the day, being that it's a psik resha, it's nichol on ma'aseh A, and being that I was mechaven for ma'aseh A, that kavanah for ma'aseh A will include ma'aseh B, and therefore a psik resha, lo nichol A, would be aser. So it comes out, the machlekes, Aruch and Taisus, whether psik resha or nichol A is mutar aser, would l'char b'tali on this chakira, is the reason why Shimon is made up of psik resha, because we view it as if you're mechaven, and therefore that wouldn't apply to psik resha, lo nichol A, or you don't need kavanah, because ma'aseh A would be nichol in ma'aseh B.